In today's world, where technology and modern conveniences often encourage us to sit for long periods, the dangers of a sedentary lifestyle are becoming increasingly evident. Prolonged sitting and physical inactivity have been linked to numerous health issues, including obesity, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and even certain cancers. Yet, despite these risks, many of us struggle to stay active throughout the day. In this episode, we'll explore the physiology of a sedentary lifestyle, discuss the health risks associated with prolonged sitting, share anecdotes from people I know, and highlight examples of famous figures who have taken steps to combat inactivity. We'll also provide practical tips on how to stay active and incorporate movement into your daily routine, along with information on treatments and medications that may be necessary for those already affected by a sedentary lifestyle. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the dangers of a sedentary lifestyle, a topic that's particularly relevant in our increasingly desk-bound world. Whether you spend long hours at a desk, drive frequently, or just find it challenging to stay active, this episode will provide you with valuable insights into how a sedentary lifestyle affects your health and what you can do to stay active throughout the day. The physiology of a sedentary lifestyle. What happens in the body? A sedentary lifestyle is characterized by long periods of inactivity, typically involving sitting or lying down. When we remain inactive for extended periods, several physiological changes occur in the body that can negatively impact our health. One of the most immediate effects of prolonged sitting is the reduction in muscle activity. When we sit for long periods, our muscles, particularly those in the legs and core, become inactive. This inactivity can lead to muscle weakening and a decrease in metabolic rate, meaning we burn fewer calories. Over time, this can contribute to weight gain and the development of metabolic disorders such as type 2 diabetes. Prolonged sitting also affects our circulation. When we sit, especially with poor posture, blood flow can become sluggish, leading to an increased risk of blood clots, particularly in the legs. This condition, known as deep vein thrombosis, DVT, can be life-threatening if a clot breaks loose and travels to the lungs, causing a pulmonary embolism. Additionally, a sedentary lifestyle can have significant effects on the cardiovascular system. Physical inactivity is associated with higher levels of LDL, bad cholesterol, and lower levels of HDL, good cholesterol, as well as elevated blood pressure. These factors increase the risk of developing heart disease, which remains the leading cause of death worldwide. The human impact, stories from famous figures and familiar faces, the dangers of a sedentary lifestyle aren't just theoretical, they have real, tangible effects on people's lives, including those of well-known public figures. One notable example is former First Lady Michelle Obama, who has been a vocal advocate for physical activity, particularly in her campaign against childhood obesity. Michelle Obama has spoken openly about the importance of staying active, both for children and adults, and she has often highlighted the dangers of sitting too much. Her Let's Move initiative was designed to encourage physical activity among young people and to combat the rising trend of sedentary lifestyles. Closer to home, my friend Jake experienced firsthand the consequences of a sedentary lifestyle. Jake works as a software developer, a job that requires him to sit in front of a computer for long hours each day. Over time, he noticed that his energy levels were decreasing, he was gaining weight, and he began to experience back pain. Despite his best intentions, Jake found it difficult to stay active during the workday. It wasn't until he experienced a health scare, an episode of deep vein thrombosis, that he realized the seriousness of the situation. His doctor advised him to make significant changes to his routine, including taking regular breaks to move around, stretching, and incorporating more physical activity into his daily life. Another famous figure who has taken steps to combat a sedentary lifestyle is Richard Branson, the founder of the Virgin Group. Branson, known for his adventurous spirit and active lifestyle, has long advocated for staying active, even in the workplace. He often starts his day with exercise, whether it's running, swimming, or playing tennis. Branson believes that staying active is key to maintaining both physical and mental health, and he encourages his employees to find ways to incorporate movement into their daily routines. Recognizing the risks, health issues associated with sedentary behavior, The health risks associated with a sedentary lifestyle are numerous and well documented. As mentioned earlier, prolonged sitting can lead to weight gain, muscle weakening, and an increased risk of metabolic disorders. However, the risks don't stop there. One of the most concerning risks is the development of cardiovascular disease. Physical inactivity contributes to the buildup of plaque in the arteries, a condition known as atherosclerosis, which can lead to heart attacks and strokes. Jake's experience with deep vein thrombosis was a wake-up call, as it highlighted the importance of maintaining good circulation through regular movement. Another significant risk is the impact on mental health. Studies have shown that a sedentary lifestyle is associated with higher levels of anxiety, depression, and overall stress. When we sit for long periods without moving, our bodies produce fewer endorphins, the feel-good hormones that help regulate mood. This can lead to feelings of lethargy, irritability, and a decreased sense of well-being. Michelle Obama's advocacy for physical activity is rooted in the understanding that movement isn't just about physical health, it's also essential for mental and emotional well-being. How to stay active: practical tips for incorporating movement into your day. Staying active doesn't require a complete overhaul of your lifestyle. Small changes can make a big difference. Here are some practical tips to help you incorporate more movement into your day. Take regular breaks. One of the simplest ways to combat a sedentary lifestyle is to take regular breaks throughout the day. Set a timer to remind yourself to stand up, stretch, and walk around for a few minutes every hour. Jake started using a standing desk and taking short walks during his lunch break, which helped him stay more active and alleviate his back pain. Incorporate movement into your routine. Look for opportunities to add movement to your daily routine. For example, take the stairs instead of the elevator, walk or bike to work if possible, and park farther away from your destination to get in some extra steps. Richard Branson often schedules walking meetings where he and his colleagues discuss business matters while strolling around his office or outdoors. Exercise during downtime. Use your downtime to stay active. If you're watching TV, do some light stretching, use resistance bands, or do a few bodyweight exercises during commercial breaks. Michelle Obama has often shared how she incorporates exercise into her daily life, even when she's busy, whether it's doing a quick workout in the morning or dancing with her family in the evening. Stay active at work. If you have a desk job, consider using a standing desk or a stability ball instead of a traditional chair. These options can help engage your core muscles and improve posture. Jake found that alternating between sitting and standing throughout the day made a big difference in how he felt by the end of the workday. Engage in physical activity you enjoy. Staying active doesn't have to be a chore. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, swimming, hiking, or playing a sport. Richard Branson's love of tennis and adventure sports keeps him motivated to stay active, and it's a great example of how incorporating fun activities into your routine can make staying active more enjoyable. Treatments and medications, addressing the consequences of a sedentary lifestyle. For those who have already experienced health issues due to a sedentary lifestyle, certain treatments and medications may be necessary to manage the effects. Medications. If you've developed a condition such as deep vein thrombosis, DVT, your doctor may prescribe blood thinners or anticoagulants to prevent blood clots from forming or getting worse. Jake was prescribed a blood thinner after his DVT episode, and he had to monitor his blood levels regularly to ensure the medication was working effectively. Physical therapy. For individuals experiencing musculoskeletal issues such as back pain or joint stiffness due to prolonged sitting, physical therapy can be an effective treatment. A physical therapist can help develop an exercise plan to strengthen weakened muscles, improve flexibility, and correct posture. Jake worked with a physical therapist to address his back pain, and he learned exercises that he could do at home or during breaks at work. Lifestyle changes. In addition to medical treatments, making lifestyle changes is crucial for preventing further health issues. This includes adopting a more active routine, improving posture, and addressing any underlying conditions such as obesity or high blood pressure. Richard Branson's active lifestyle and commitment to staying fit are excellent examples of how incorporating regular physical activity into your life can help prevent the negative effects of a sedentary lifestyle. Conclusion: taking action against a sedentary lifestyle. The dangers of a sedentary lifestyle are clear, but the good news is that it's never too late to make positive changes. By understanding the risks, recognizing the impact on both physical and mental health, and taking steps to stay active throughout the day, you can protect your health and well-being. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the importance of staying active and the dangers of a sedentary lifestyle. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference in your health. So get up, move around, and take charge of your well-being. Until next time, take care.